December 13th. I'll get a picture of the group up on our Facebook page soon. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player as well as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our listen by phone number, which is 631-359-8728.
I hope you don't mind when an old man sings, help me to keep my mind on things. So when I go where the animals thrive, I sing this song on the treacherous drive.
Them deer, they're here. Them there, they're here. There, 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 everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them there, they're here. There, there, everywhere.
At dawn in fields and coniferous groves, bucks and does come alive in droves. Just when you think that the coast is clear, there in the road is a white-tailed deer.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. There, 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 everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. There, there, everywhere.
In venison land, as the day goes by, the deer lay low when the sun is high. Sun goes down as the night draws near. Twilight brings up the white-tailed deer. Them deer, they're here.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here.
The tall grass grows, fawns they doze where the doe does doze there, doze here. Those are the habits of the white-tailed deer.
Them deer, they're here. Them there, here. There, everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them there, here. There, everywhere.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Brian Bowers and a song about them deer. We have a family of three living in our backyard presently, and they've become pretty reliable in terms of greeting us every morning and being there when we get home, as long as we're home after dark. If I could just teach one of them to help clear the sidewalk, I think all would be quite fair. Maybe. We'll see whether it happens.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Tales and Treats, a Pittsburgh musical theater program where teen students at PMT Conservatory manage, choreograph, market, and present free theater productions for kids. The Tales and Treats production of Pirates and Zombies, a Scarabian Crucicle, will be held on January 10th at the Gargaro Theater in the West End. More information is available at pittsburghmusicals.com.
We still get checks during our December donor drive. And here's one that came in from Ralph and Jess. Thank you for your kind contribution and note. and Beth and Bob in Emlinton. Thank you. I think everybody needs to hear your note, too. There it is. Thank you. Our address is SLB, P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. Last hour, we were talking about President Gerald Ford and his campaign to reduce inflation, basically using the power of positive thinking. And John in Economy Borough pointed out, political wags noted at the time that the whip inflation now button, and that's what it said, whip inflation now, W-I-N, as an abbreviation, could be worn upside down, where it would say N-I-M, and N-I-M upside down, that stood for no instant miracles. And I forgot about that. Thank you if you were able to participate during our history riddle in the last hour. I keep thinking that I'm forgetting a few correct answers. I'm going to check quickly. Oh, Jess also knew. Oh, he knew about Reagan and Lennon getting together in 1974. And it was Governor Reagan at the time. In December 1974, John Lennon visited the Monday Night Football booth where Howard Cosell worked. At that time, then Governor Ronald Reagan was also a guest, leading in an impromptu meeting with Reagan, explaining American football to Lennon. Thank you for that, Jess. Jess actually sent along a video of that meeting. David Bennett, good morning to you. He also knew the correct answer. Funny, Harrison Ford is what was on my mind all of a sudden. George Harrison and Gerald Ford. That's almost another game we could put together. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's Brigade Charade. Are you ready? There are four syllables in this morning's Brigade Charade. That it's a lot of syllables, isn't it? There are four all together in today's Brigade Charade. And the overall clue is may contain wax. May contain wax. Syllable one, able to. Syllable two, pickle type. Syllable three, slowly toss. Syllable four, uncooked. Put those four syllables together, you should be able to get a four-syllable word that answers the clue. May contain wax. Once again, here are the four syllables. They are in order: able to, pickle type, slowly toss, uncooked. Do you have it?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. We hope to hear from you. Hello to Bill in Luciusboro. Nice to have you with us. So my mind started to wander, as it often does. You've had a chance to witness that for a long time. We were talking about George Harrison and Gerald Ford.
A small town in the Rockies, the Snake River Grill. My friend and I were leaving. We were stuffed to the gills. We walked to the exit. The door swung open wide. Another couple is coming in. Now I'm eye to eye with Harrison Ford. The only living movie star I've ever adored. Harrison Ford. He's stepping back. He's holding the door. Harrison Ford takes all my concentration not to fall on the floor. At the feet of that fabulous mega movie star. Harrison Ford. For one brief moment, we are face to face. Our eyeballs are locked. We are sharing the same space. Suddenly, I'm overcome with emotion. I hear music playing. Now I'm walking in slow motion. It's Harrison Ford. Those eyes, those lips, that hair. Harrison Ford, our breath comes out, white clouds mingles and hangs in the air. Harrison Ford, if only I could tell him how much I care. I want to kiss Harrison Ford, but I don't dare. 'Cause he paralyzes me with his laser-like gaze. Time stops, he communicates telepathically with me through the haze. He says to me, just using his eyeballs and just a little bit of his eyebrows, he says, now you know that I know that you know who I am. Now you know that I know you are my biggest fan. But I'm out here having dinner with my lovely wife. We live in this tiny town because we need a life. Hey! I am nothing like that character of Indiana Jones. I'm just a regular guy with better brawn and brains and bones to keep you moving, little lady. I'll flash you my crooked smile. Something you can tell your friends for quite a long while. In case you haven't noticed, I'm still holding the door for you. Don't ruin the evening for all of us. Just keep walking through. Put one foot in front of the other. My hands are getting cold. Your friend is wondering what's going on. Keep on moving. I command you to do as you are told. So I did. I obeyed his command. Even telepathically, Harrison Ford's a persuasive man. I kept on walking out that door. As it closed behind me, I knew this moment would forever bind me to Harrison Ford. I'll never forget our mental embrace. Harrison Ford probably thought I was a psycho case. Harrison Ford, lucky for me, does not carry me. Yes, I love Harrison Ford. I think of him the same way I think of James Cagney and Spencer Tracy. Regular guys who became great movie stars. Handsome, but not perfect. Brave, yet flawed. You know, he's got that thing for snakes. And he's the kind of guy that women love and even men admire, too, and would like to do a woodworking project with him in the garage. You know, he used to be a carpenter before he was an actor. Yeah, I'm talking about a real carpenter, not like that fake carpenter on TV, Bob Vila. Anyway, I didn't say the name of the town because I feel close to Harrison now and I don't want to, you know, divulge his personal information. When I hear his name now, I can't help it, but I hear music, and maybe you do too. Sounds like this. Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford. Harrison. Harrison.
Above my head is swishing a mountain stream, a sportsman's dream. How can I keep from fishing? No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that life could pay its own sweet way, and I could keep on fishing. For when the river round me roars, I know the fish they liveth. For when they bite a well-tied fly, I know the joy it giveth. No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that I could quit, put up a sign that simply says gone fishing.
Saturday Light Brigade with Alice Gerard Howe. Can I keep from fishing? And Christine Lavin and Harrison, 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 Harrison Ford. Thank you for playing along today. We have a lot of correct answers and a few ones that are close but not exactly right. It's our brigade charade. We play charades without pictures or images because this is the technology that keeps them from getting to you. You make the pictures on your own. The clue is may contain wax. Syllable one, there are four syllables in our answer. Able two, syllable two is pickle type. Syllable three, slowly toss, and syllable four is uncooked. Smush those syllables together. Remember that spelling does not count. And you should be able to get a four-syllable word that answers the clue. May contain wax. I was starting to think of all the different types of pickles. I think there's only one type of pickle that is one syllable. Not gherkins, not bread and butter, but another type. You can share your answer live on the radio with us at 412-200-5975 if you care to. Gina in Greenfield texted us with the correct answer. And here's a correct answer using our Interact Live email feature. Stuart and McCandless got it. Susie and Alexandria got it, as did John and Carrick. And John in Economy Borough, Jim in Blackridge also got the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia has it. So does Rich in Freeport. And Barbara in Highland Park. Christopher in Monroeville, good morning. He got the correct answer. Jess and Amy in Point Breeze, thanks again for your contribution this morning. Jesse just wrote, and sent in the correct answer. Pudge and Lambertine, I'm so glad you're up early. He enjoyed hearing Dem Deer by Brian Bowers. And Dust Bowl Jack earlier sent a picture of Tigger the Elf, his dog, wrapped up in a nice warm Christmas sweater. Well, let's get the correct answer. Tom in McCandless is here to join us. Tom, you are here now. And
yes, I am. I guess I am.
Yes. Do you want to work on this together? Did you derive each and every syllable?
Well, the first thing I thought was my ears.
May contain wax. Yeah, it could be.
And then I thought that the honeycomb of a bee's honeycomb has wax.
That's three. So that's closer to the right number of syllables.
And then I thought a candle holder.
But
that's not the right number of syllables. And I knew there was a more sophisticated word. And so I had to ask my wife. Because I got candle, you know, that part. But the rest of it just wouldn't come, you know. And so she says, and now I have a hard time pronouncing it. I think it's candelabra.
You've got it. That's exactly right. Can dill lob to lob a ball. And uncooked is raw. So can dill lob raw or candelabra.
That made me think, like, I always talked about a candle opera. And that's how I always called it, a candle opera. And now I realize that I wasn't saying it correctly.
It's funny, Ricky and I were talking about this morning, and I did not get a chance to look this up. If you are playing volleyball, or if you are walking and trip, say if you're playing volleyball and your thumb goes directly into the ball, almost perpendicular to the surface of the ball, and it hurts as a result, they say you blanked your thumb. And there's a word, it starts with the letter S. Do you know the word I'm thinking of?
The only thing I can think of is slammed, but...
No, there's another. I'm going to have to look it up. There's a word that starts with S-T, and we were having a conversation as to whether this is actually a word or just something in my head that I think is a word. So, we'll see if anybody else knows what I'm looking at. And it's not stubbed. It's not that you stubbed your thumb or stubbed your toe. It's a different word. I don't want to give it away. I'm curious if anybody knows what that is, but it's not coming to you. I have a feeling I made it up.
Yeah. Well, today I guess the Pitt volleyball team is having one of their playoffs.
Is that right?
Championship.
I know they've been doing very well. Yeah. So it doesn't. I'm not always able to follow that as closely as I'd like to. Volleyball's a fun game to watch, though, and to play.
Yeah. It's kind of when I lived over in Okinawa, the Japanese or the Okinawans would play volleyball at lunchtime, but they didn't do it the way we did it. They would just kind of stand in a circle and just hit the ball, you know, nicely to everybody else. Whereas when we go out to lunch and we play volleyball, we have to, you know, really be competitive.
Yeah, we played in college just about every week, and we to us a lot of it was how long can we keep the ball moving, as opposed to winning various points. It was just let's keep the game going. Well, we're gonna see if anybody knows this word besides me, and you still. I want to be sure you get a full and complete Saturday Light Brigade charge. And thanks for being with us, as always. If you know what that word is, if you do this to your thumb, we'll see. It starts with an S and a T, and I don't want to go any further than that. I'm gonna do a little research while you are. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, we appreciate your company. Tim O'Brien is next at SLB.
I've been making plans for a season filled with cheer. I've got my round trip ticket, and I can't wait to make it home this year. I can't wait to see those colored lights shining, the snow sparkle like the eyes of the children lining shop windows. Hello, my old hometown. I've been away for too long. Old friends are coming around. We'll be singing the same song. Stars on top of the trees, stockings hung. I sure hope she misses me the same.
Saturday at Light Brigade with Tim O'Brien from our holiday collection. And we'll have more next week and more songs for Hanukkah coming up shortly. Hanukkah begins officially tomorrow, Sunday. At, it's probably going to be a white Hanukkah the way it's looking too. Sundown tomorrow, December 14th, is the first day of Hanukkah. The word I was thinking of for hurting your thumb is to stove your thumb, like the word stove, or a stoved or staved thumb. Have you used that expression? I was looking through some searches, and it's pretty much like a sprained thumb. And Google will take that term and immediately, if you just write stoved thumb, it will take you to sprains. So I'm wondering if it's a colloquial used in certain areas. But I can remember growing up, phys ed teachers telling you to be careful about stoving or staving your thumb. Maybe you've heard about that too. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, live from our studios here on the historic North Side.
And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 now dreidel I shall play. It has a groovy body with legs so short and thin. When it's very tired, it drops and then I win. Oh, dreidel, 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 legs so short and thin. Oh, dreidel, 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 it drops and then I win. Neska dol hayasham, a great miracle happened there. We light the candles for 8 nights, it's happening everywhere. Dreidel's always playful, it loves to dance and spin. A swinging game of dreidel, come on now, let's begin. It's happening everywhere, everywhere. I have a swinging dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then the dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, dreidel,
finish now.
Dreidel, oh, dreidel, we shall.
Look out, old Waxy is back.
Happy Hanukkah to you and your.
That's Kenny Ellis at the Saturday Light Brigade. From an album called Hanukkah Swings. Okay, I've been vindicated a little bit here. Mike, not that I really felt attacked. Mike remembers it as a stowed thumb with a W. Mike is in Mars, and Marge remembers many times waking up or went many times stoving a finger or a thumb. The word stove. Molly is in Kennerdale, and she remembers stove your thumb as well. And Barbara in Highland Park also writes stoved. John and Economy. Burrow also weighs in, as does Richard on the north side, and Jim in Blackridge. It's nice to know I didn't just make that up in my own head, although sometimes there's something like that. And I saw Ricky just looking at her fingers and thumbs very carefully, but I realized it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. She is auditing the Haiku, which is about to be offered to you. No fingers or thumbs were harmed in the auditing thereof, and it will be coming up forthwith.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for today's High Clue puzzle. 17 syllables leading to an answer. And here it is. With 11 sides, it was the first to honor a U.S. woman. With 11 sides, it was the first to honor a U.S. woman. Do you think you know the correct answer to our high clue?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
This December there remains a single leaf on a tree. How come the only one who hasn't fallen is me? My brothers and sisters all lay on the ground. Yellowed and brown, I remain hanging on and just the same. This December there remains a single seed in the sand, fighting for purchase in a rocky land. My brothers and sisters have grown to the sky. As hard as I try, I remain hanging on and just the same. You are watering seedlings in a ground so hard. I sit in their shade and think maybe I had too much to drink. Christmas will help me grow if only for a while. Christmas will help me grow if only for a while. This December I remain a stranger in my hometown. Tell my folks I'm gone out, but I just drive around. Sunday, my family, they're off to the church, but I gotta work, so I remain hanging on and just the same. Oh my God, how patient you are, loving a son who only comes to borrow the car, to cruise around town in style. Look how he loves you, child. Christmas will bring you home if only for a while. Christmas will bring you home if only for a while. The star in the east guided us home. had shown, and still the shepherd remains, hanging on and just the same. Oh my God, how patient you are, tending a stubborn flock that wanders so far. If your son's the only gift we receive, we'll be home for Christmas, wealthy indeed. If your son's the only gift we receive, we'll be home for Christmas, wealthy indeed.
We're all in this together, through the triumphs and the trials, in dark and stormy weather, across the long and lonely miles. Sometimes the moments in the sun are a little hard to find. So much more can be done when our efforts are combined. It's plain to see, you and me, we're all in this together. We're all in this together, even when we wander alone. Close by ties and tethers, never truly out there on our own. When there's no sliver of hope and the stars aren't aligning, at the end of the road there's still a silver lining. Dance or crawl, fly or fall, we're all in this together. Can't be severed, no matter where we find our daily bread. At one point or another, everybody needs a hand from a stranger or a brother, so it helps to understand.
Follow our God side by side,
we're all in this together. See, you and me, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. We're all in this together.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Balsam Range. We're all in this together. And the song In December, before that, by Jeremy Akers.
Thank you.
the Saturday Light Brigade. It's wonderful to have you here. I'm going to repeat the haiku and acknowledge some correct answers and encourage you to phone in if you would like to join us on the radio. Here's the haiku one more time. With 11 sides, it was the first to honor a U.S. woman. And here are the correct answers thus far. John in Economy Borough got it. Tommy in Virginia got it and also shared a story that reveals why the answer to our haiku is not particularly common these days. Stu in McCandless, you got it. And Stu added some commentary about it that I appreciate, and I'll share with you. If I shared it now, you would know the correct answer. Tom and McCandless also got it. Jim in Crafton Heights came up with the correct answer, as did Mike in Mars. Jim in Blackridge pointed out we were talking about a stoved thumb. He said, I was a baseball catcher growing up. I knew what a stoved thumb was very well. And that's a good example of using that expression. Here is Susie in Alexandria. Hello, Susie.
Good morning.
You solved our haiku this morning.
I did.
And what's the correct answer?
Susan B. Anthony... dollar.
The dollar, yeah. But it's interesting that you started to say a quarter, because one of the downsides of the coin was people thought it was so close to a quarter in size that they would confuse it as they carried it in their pockets. So they wanted something a little better than the Eisenhower dollar, but the Susie B, as I remember them being called, didn't catch on because of their size.
Yeah, I was talking with Ricky, and I said that I would see them when I was head cashier at Barnes & Noble, because I would have to count all the money at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So... if I hadn't gotten it during the day, someone else would have gotten it.
Yeah, and it's funny. I'm looking to see. I had this statistic. They were so close in size. And I said 11 sides, but those were actually engraved within the circular shape. It wasn't like actual...
Right.
11 sides. I probably should have been more careful than that. But very similar in size to the quarter. Somewhere I had the actual size difference, but I don't have that. Oh, I don't have that in front of me now. But apparently the vending machine lobby had a lot to say about the design, although it went through.
Yeah, sure.
It's amazing to think about those sorts of things, but some of them are still in circulation, but I think most people collect them. And the Sacagawea the Sacagawea coin, dollar coin, came out, and that is the one that is more common, if you even see a dollar coin these days. I don't recall the last one I saw out there. In fact, we see very little coinage or paper money
right
these days, it seems. So, well done to you. Working as a cashier at Barnes & Noble had to be a pretty interesting job. probably seeing a lot of
yes.
people in their books.
Yes. Yeah, I had one man, I was telling Ricky, I had one man who only would pay in $2 bills. And I would spend the rest of the day trying to pass off $2 bills to customers. Because, yeah, I mean, like, what do you, you know, like, when you're doing the deposit at the end of the day, you don't really want a $2 bill. And so I'd be like, hey, do you want a $2 bill in your change?
Wow. I know some people get them and they think they're fake, a $2 bill. And it's like, no, right. We had $2 yeah. bills. And I may have talked about this fairly recently. We have the same conversations off the air that I do with friends and family members as I would on the air. Ricky's mom would always keep cash around the house, a few hundred dollars here and there. And after she died, we found some of this cash. It wasn't tons of money, but what we realized is it was old. You talk about old money, not old money in terms of, you know, coming from the rapscallions and robber barons, but right. old money in terms of here's a 50 that Ricky's mom stored back in, you know, the year 1950 or so. And every now and then we don't have time, you know, we need money. So, you know, what are you going to do? It's money. It should be spent. And right. we'll pay for something and somebody will look at the dollar and it's a silver certificate, which is what dollars would sometimes become silver certificates, or it bears the signature of somebody who's not been treasurer of the United States for a long time. We parked at one of the local hospitals. I had a doctor's appointment, and as we left the garage, we paid the attendant using some of these older dollars, and he right away scarfed them up, put them in his own wallet, and used his own dollars. And I was thinking, this guy probably sees dollars constantly, and when he sees one that he thinks is worth something or that is unique, you know, that's what he does. He holds on to them that way. So I got a real kick out of that. It's going to make me look at that money very, very carefully, though not so much because I think it's worth anything. I just don't want to confuse people. I thought he was ready to call us in.
So. Right, sure.
Well, I hope things are going well. Are they expecting snow in the D.C. area?
We are expecting snow, tonight, I think. Like 1 to 3 inches by the morning.
That's a big deal in D.C., I know.
Oh, my gosh, yes. But at least it's on a Sunday. I mean, you know, it's, people still travel on Sunday, but it's not like rush hour.
Yeah, it could be worse, as they say. Well, thanks, Susie. We appreciate your calling. And congratulations if you knew that we were looking for the Susan B. Anthony dollar. Ralph and Donna, good morning. Ralph requested a song and we have the CD that you asked, and it's a great CD. So we'll work to get that on for you shortly. While we have a minute during this intermission, may I encourage you, especially you, if you have never made a donation to SLB. I'm really thrilled to tell you of the 139 donations that have come in over the past month or so. 25 of them, that would be about a sixth, have been from first-time donors. which is fantastic. One of the reasons we have our year-end donor drive is to call attention to the fact that we are a nonprofit organization that is supported by individual listeners and people who appreciate our work with youth, whether it be our oral history programs that we do with youth, our youth media center workshops, the money we pay in stipends to youth. Perhaps you appreciate community radio in general, or simply the importance of providing spaces on and off the air for authentic connection. This is a special call to you. If you enjoy SLV, I hope you'll take a moment and make a contribution now. It's so easy, and you'll be joining many others who made a first-time contribution in the past week or so. Everything you need to do to make an instant and secure contribution is spelled out at slbradio.org/donate. You also can call us this morning at 412-200-5975. Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Thank you for your support. Here now, John Gorka for Ralph and Donna and Old Crabtree from the Saturday Light Brigade.
Snow on the mountains. Last call on the plains. Winter's coming on too early. Saloon is crowded again. She learned to stay away from cowboys. Found them reckless golden fools. Widowed young, not even 40. Is it time for breaking the getting shorter and shorter, longing no longer concealed. She knew the names of all the flowers growing wild in the fields. Surprised that he was hitting 50. She'd had 10 years on her own. 50's old. Cowboy, older if you're all alone. He was ready for a new life. His eyes and back were getting worse. His sunset party set at Patty's. She came from her job as a nurse. Days getting shorter and shorter. Longing no longer concealed. She knew the names of all the flowers growing wild in the field. His tongue was knotted at the sight of her. Not a sound, much less a word. When she asked him to be her husband, he could not believe.
snow on the mountains, last call on the plains.
John Gorka at the